The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me, Democrat. Let's do the real definition of a Democrat, and this is not a joke. This is the real definition of a Democrat, as far as I'm concerned. Baby killer, liar, human trafficker, gender denier, sexual pervert, anti-God, racist, prideful sinner, and anti-American. That should be the definition of a Democrat, but I'm not name-calling, folks. No, no, no. I will back up every single one of these claims that that's what a Democrat is, and I can easily do so. To the point where it is completely undeniable that Democrats will not be able to deny that this is true. All they will be able to do is try to call me names. They'll think like I'm name-calling them. You're name-calling. No, I'm going to back up everything as to why that is a perfect definition of what a Democrat is. You will call me names and say, bigot, fascist, Nazi. I already know because they don't. That's all they can do. And swear. That's all they will do. But here's the difference. You can't back up what you're saying. Define how I'm any of those things. I'm the exact opposite of all those things. As a Christian conservative, you really think I'm a fascist or a Nazi? And a bigot? Really? You really think that? You know you're on the side of evil if you're saying that about Christians, first of all. You know you're anti-God, which we'll get to. That would be one of the reasons why you'd say that about me. But you can't actually define how that's true about me. But I can define how that's true about the Democrats. I can define that, and I'm going to. I don't make claims. I don't do shows where I can't 100% back up what I'm saying, usually. And I can easily back up what I'm saying. Just so you know, there will be hope for a Democrat if you've been checking this out and you're angry. If you can sit through being offended, it might change your life. And you can be on the side of good instead of evil. And that's what I hope, because this has always been a battle of good and evil, not Democrat-Republican. But the Democrat Party is 100% on the side of evil. And if you don't know what you're voting for as a Democrat, what my definition, when you go and pull a lever or do a circle for a Democrat when you vote, that's what you're voting for. And you better know that. That's what you're voting for. You're voting for baby killers, liars, human traffickers, gender deniers, sexual perverts, anti-God people, racists, prideful sinners, and of course, anti-Americans. Now, if you're cool with those things, then vote for the Democrat Party, because that's exactly where you should be voting for if that's what you define yourself as. If you say, well, that's me, Ben, you're defining everything about me. Well, then yes, you should be voting for the Democrat Party. But if you're offended, even an ounce, if you're like, that's offensive, well, then you shouldn't be voting for the Democrat Party because you're voting for those very things. And don't act like you don't know it. You know what the problem is? You don't like someone pointing it out. You know why I'm one of the most banned hosts in all of the world? Because I do shows like this. Because they can't defend themselves. Because what I do is I take a mirror. It's called truth. And I hold it up to the Democrats and say, this is what you really are. And they hiss. You fight unfair, Ben. You fight with the truth. Republicans aren't supposed to fight with the truth. Most Republicans don't, sadly. Conservatives aren't supposed. You're supposed to be wimpy. You're supposed to be a wimp and not point out what we actually are. Who would have the guts? Who could be so bold to actually point out the very things we are that we're proud of? We can't deny that what you just said is 100% accurate of who we are, Ben. We can't deny that. So we hate you because you dare say it. Then what? You're going to make me feel guilty about when I go and vote for Democrats that I'm voting for evil? Yes. What I hate the most is that Republicans or conservatives or Christian conservatives let you get away with thinking that you're doing something good when you are doing something pure evil by casting a vote for a Democrat. When you cast a vote for a Democrat, you are casting for baby killers, liars, human traffickers, gender deniers, sexual perverts, anti-God, racists, prideful sinners, and of course, anti-American, and you know it. But did anyone just put it in front of you like I just did? Let me back up everything that I say. This is why this is not name calling. It's not. It's truly a definition. So let's go one by one, shall we? Baby killer. I said, when you vote for a Democrat, you're voting for baby killers, right? Right? That's the definition of a Democrat. They're open about this. They love abortion. They are the party of abortion. Oh, but it's not a baby. You're lying by saying it's a baby. Oh, really? Even a two-year-old knows it's a baby, and you're saying you don't know? You want to go up to that two-year-old that says, when I touched mommy's belly, I felt my brother or sister kick? And you want to say, oh, that wasn't your brother or sister. I'm an adult, and I'm smarter than you. There's no baby when a woman is pregnant. It's not really a baby. As if you're not just lying through your teeth so that you can be okay with it in case you need to have an abortion sometime in the future, or maybe you've had an abortion in the past and you need to lie to yourself and say it's not a baby so you can justify your sin. Oh, well, that's what it is, but do you need scientific evidence that it's a baby? How about this? Your biggest argument is it's a woman's body and she should have the right to do whatever she wants with her own body. Really? Let me ask you two questions. Can a woman have two separate DNAs? If she was standing in court on trial for murder and her lawyer said, it wasn't her, the DNA found, yeah, it matches her, but not really because she has two different DNAs. Could you get away with that? She has two separate DNAs or two different blood types. Can a woman have two different blood types? Oh, no, she can't. But a baby will have a separate blood type and separate DNA, even when it's in the womb. Therefore, scientifically, it is a fact it's not a woman's body. Your argument, if you go forward after hearing what I just said, and you ever make that argument that it's a baby in the womb is part of a woman's body, when you know scientifically that's false, I just proved it to you, separate DNA, separate blood type. If you ever make that argument going forward, God knows that you're flat out lying to deceive other people into doing something evil. So I dare you to make that argument going forward now that you know the truth. You will be a liar if you say it's part of a woman's body. And you're a liar if you say it's not a baby, because now you know it is a baby and it happened at conception and you know that. You don't need me to tell you this. You knew this at 2 years old. You instinctively knew this. When you saw a woman pregnant at two, you knew it. It took brainwashing by the left for you to deny that there's a baby in the womb. It takes great effort and brainwashing for anyone to say that when a woman's pregnant, it's not really a baby. Are you that dumb? No, you're not. So stop pretending to be dumb. You're pretending to be dumb, pretending to not know it's a baby so you can get away with your sinful activity. And that's what Democrats do. They kill babies and then pretend to be dumb. I don't know it's a baby. I hate you, Ben. I hate your guts because you take the truth and make it so that I have no defense. Someone needs to shut him up. Someone needs to ban him. Someone needs to censor him because we can't defeat what he says. Oh, if you vote for a Democrat, number two, I put on there, liar. That's their number one thing. Their father, Satan, is the father of lies, but all they do is lie. Just look at Adam Schiff. Look at Russia collusion. Look at their media. Their media never says anything that's true. Look at COVID-19. Look at the vaccine. Look at Russia collusion with Trump. I believe I already said that. Look at the Ukraine situation. Look at Joe Biden's laptop. Look at when they say when a woman's pregnant, she's not pregnant with a baby. Look at when they say that there are two different genders. I mean, excuse me. That's what we say. When they say there's more than two different genders. I didn't say that right. Flat out liars. Climate change is global warming. Flat out lie. CO2 warms the earth. Flat out lie. Easily proven by science not to be true. And has been. Well, you don't know that because you don't research anything about climate change. You just believe whatever they say if you're a Democrat. Right? If you vote for them, you're voting for liars. Known liars. Am I a liar? You know I'm not a liar. You know I'm telling the truth right now. You think as a Christian I'd sit here and lie? Nothing I say in this video will be a lie. It's all true. The definition of the Democrat is all true. It's not a lie. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm not going to sin like that. I'm not a Democrat. That's why. But Democrats would. And they'll lie to you. And you'll believe a liar over a truth teller any day. In fact, you hate people who tell the truth like me, but love liars. Why? If you're super offended, good, because you have to wrestle with this. Do you see how bad I just offended you? If you really wrestle with this offense, you will know that I'm right. And you'll be like, I need to change. I hate this guy, but I need to change. You will hate me. And then a year from now, you will love me. I will be your hero because I will have saved you from the evil that you are entrapped by being a Democrat. But you have to take the offense. You have to allow me to offend you so that you'll wake up. Human trafficker. How am I doing that? Well, open borders, folks. And the reason why they want open borders is for human trafficking for multiple purposes, including child molestation and child sex slave trade, which is rampant right now. And that is the point of open borders. The Democrat Party has always been human traffickers. They were the ones for slavery. They went to a civil war to try to keep human trafficking legal in America. They wanted to keep slaves. And they went to war. The Democrat Party did. Not North versus South, Democrat versus Republican. The history books want you to think North versus South instead of Democrat Republican because they don't want you to know it was Democrat versus Republican. Not one Republican back then, not one, was a slave owner. The whole point of the Republican Party was founded to fight slavery. It's unbelievable, folks. So, yes, human trafficking has been a staple of the Democrat Party since its conception. Since its conception, it has always been for human trafficking. It's always been for slavery. Now, they just don't care whether you're black or not. It's the only difference. They really didn't even care then if you were black or not. It was just easier because they were getting slaves from Africa and being shipped in. It was an easy way to get slaves. That's all it really was. Of course, they were, though. I mean, they were the founders. The Democrat Party founded the KKK. They were the racists. But we haven't gotten there yet. How about this gender denier? This goes in with lying. They say that there are more than two genders. Well, that's their anti-science. If you're voting for the Democrat Party, you are anti-science. You are against science, and you're against truth. And if you want to allow someone to give pronouns and say that they're, I feel like I'm whatever they want to say they are, and deny what God has designed, male and female, if you want to say there's more than that, you know you're lying. You know that you're giving the finger to God when you do that. Well, maybe you don't know that, but you should. Do you know you're giving the finger to God, saying, screw you, God, I'll be polite. I shouldn't even say giving the finger because that's very offensive to say, but I have to offend. That's what you're doing. Screw what the Bible says. Screw what God has designed. We will do whatever we want. And we'll say that there are more than one gender. How dare God assign what gender I am? I get to choose. I'm my own God. That's what you're really doing. To say there are more than two genders is to yell at God that he's not God and you are. That's what you're doing. No one says it like that. What you're doing, that's lying, Ben. You're making, no, that's what you're doing. No one just says it to you. They're all afraid to tell you the truth. I'm a truth teller and I'm not afraid. That's why I'm banned in so many areas. They cannot let people like me talk to Democrats because they have no ability to defend themselves. I go straight for the throat. I don't dance around. I have the ability to win the fight instantly, and I am going to win the fight instantly. I don't play games. Fake Republican rhinos play games with you and have made you believe all these things that Democrats do is okay and it's just politics. No, they're evil. And if you vote for them, you're voting for evil. And there are Republicans that are for this crap too, who are evil as well. And they're called globalists. And the Republican Party is filled with fake Republicans who are not like me, who hate my guts too. Because it's a battle of good and evil, not Democrat, Republican. But one thing is true. The Democrat Party openly embraces this evil. The fake Republicans lie, say they're not for these evils most of the time, but actually are. That's a problem. How about this? Sexual perverts. When you vote for the Democrat Party, you're voting for sexual perversion. This is true with, obviously, the LGBTQ community. Let me ask you this, if you think that's harsh, sexual perversion. If the LGBTQ community isn't sexual perversion, what is? then there is no such thing as sexual perversion. You understand that, right? They are the definition of sexual perversion. And if you say they're not, then what you're saying is God is wrong and there are no such things as sexual perverts. And how dare God act like you can pervert sex? How dare he even act like that's true? What is this God saying that sex is supposed to be between one man and one woman in a marriage? I mean, what benefit to society would that be? God doesn't even know what he's doing. If everyone was homosexual, the planet would be wonderful. It would just never exist in one generation because everyone would be homosexuals and no one would be born. But what does God know? He doesn't know what he's doing. And why would he condemn it? God, see, you believe in a God who's a totalitarian dictator who's just evil. Well, I'll tell you one thing. My God is a dictator, but he's not evil. And you better thank God that he isn't evil. You should be giving praise that he's good and sides with good instead of your evil ways and will tell you that you're in evil ways and want to correct you, because as soon as he doesn't want to correct you, you're done. You better be glad God is even convicting your heart. You better be glad he convicts your heart, because if he's not, you're done. It's a scary thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. My God is a dictator, and he rules everything. And you're a fool if you want to be on the wrong side of him, when he's been good and loving and reaching out to you and gave you life, and you have spit at him and said, how dare you give me life? And I will defy everything you say, and I will deny all the truths that you have created. Good luck defending yourself in front of God. You can't even defend yourself against me. I guarantee you, you can't even defend yourself against me. And you think you're going to stand before God and defend yourself? Thank you for the few that are still here that were Democrats. You've made it this far. You have hope. You are letting me offend you this much. I don't believe there's any way, if you've made it this far, you can't not wake up now. You have to wake up to good and evil, and you must be kind of wanting to be on the side of good. Take a little more offense, because I have to finish up here. Anti-God. Is the Democrat Party anti-God? Oh, let's see. Yes. And all they do is want to be anti-Christian and pull God out of schools, out of the public square, stop people from praying. They're anti-pro-life people. They persecute Christians left and right. They spit at the rules of what the Bible says, the Ten Commandments. They spit on it. And they embrace the LGBT community, saying, yeah, we have pride in their sin. And that moves me to, I almost skipped one. Before I get to the prideful sinner, it doesn't move me there. Racists. Are Democrats racist? 100%. They're the ones that formed the KKK. They're the ones, well, no, that's the old Democrat Party, not the new Democrat Party. Okay, how about this? Democrats believe that black people are inferior, and therefore they created affirmative action. See, they always believed black people were inferior, and that's why they could enslave them. Then once black people had the right to vote, they realized, well, we need to be able to get their votes. So we still think they're inferior, but what we'll do is pity them. We will say that they can't get into college on their own. I mean, can you believe a black person could ever get into college on their own? No, they can't. You need a white liberal in Washington, D.C. to create a program so that you can, because you would never make it there. That's what affirmative action says. You can't really get a good job. You're black. You ever notice how it's always Democrats that point out a black quarterback won the Super Bowl? Like any of us were even noticing whether it was a black quarterback or not. We're just looking at who's the best athlete. You know why they point those things out? You're the first black person to do X, Y, and Z. It's always liberals who say that. You want to know why? Because they think black people are inferior and they're shocked. You know why you don't think that way? And you're like, oh, they are. They're the first black. You didn't even think about that because you don't think black people are inferior. But they do. They're amazed when a black person does something. Can you believe a black quarterback won the Super Bowl? Can you? Oh, my goodness. We got to celebrate. A black person did something and achieved something. They are completely racist and bigoted. They don't think that you can achieve anything on your own. And they tell you you can't. And they tell you everyone's holding you down. And they don't want you to think that you can achieve. They don't come around saying you can do it. you can achieve anything. America set up where you can achieve as a young black child. You can make it to college if you want. Just work hard. You could become a CEO and own your own $1 million, $1 billion company. Work hard and do it. They don't tell you that. They say you can't. And the system's rigged and you need them or else you wouldn't make it. But they're not racist. No. They don't pity black people and think they're inferior. Yes, they do. And they tell you it all the time. How about the prideful sinner aspect of the Democrat Party? Obviously, pride is a sin. This is what I find funny. I'm not talking about gay pride. I'm talking about pride. Do you know just pride in itself, being a prideful person is sinful? It is amazing to me that Democrats put up pride parade. They're saying sin parade. Pride month. Do you know what that's saying? Sin month. Regardless of homosexuals, it could be about alcohol. Pride in alcohol. That's sinful. Pride month is already immediately saying sin month. And then it is about sexual perversion with the LGBTQ community. So now they're saying we have sin in celebrating sexual sin. We have prideful sin in our sexual sin. They double sin. And they dedicate a whole month to it. And if you vote for the Democrat Party, that's what you are voting for. And it's all on your shoulders too. You are bathing in it and you need to wash yourself clean. And the only way is that you've got to come to Jesus Christ. But the one last one, they're anti-American. You know, there's way more I could throw in here and I have not. I could add in that they're communists and it could prove that because they're all for the massive growth of government. They're not for limited government. They don't want free society. They want government to control everything. It's communism, but I didn't even throw that in there. Anti-American. Well, obviously, just look at any liberal written history book. They hate the forefathers. They openly tell you that this country was founded as an evil, racist, awful place. Yeah, and all the sins they complain about, did you know, are sins committed by the Democrat Party, not by the American people? You know, the Trail of Tears, the persecution of Indians, was done by the first Democrat president, Andrew Jackson. It was the Democrat sin, the Trail of Tears, not an American sin. The slavery and civil war and wanting to keep black people enslaved was the Democrat sin. Not having equal rights, the Jim Crow laws, making black people drink out of fountains and ride in the back of the bus. All Democrats did that. That was the Democrat sin. So all the sins that they say they're upset when they tear down statues or the Confederate flag, that's a Democrat flag. All the sins they complain about are their sins. They committed. That's who they are. And if you vote for the Democrat Party, you're voting for the Confederate flag. It was their flag. They're so dumb. Most of the people who vote for them don't know it. But here's the hope. Here's the hope. Not you. If you sat through this, I don't think you're dumb. I think you're looking for change. You need Jesus to save you. Come to repentance. Anyone can be saved, no matter what you've done. Doesn't matter if you had an abortion. Here's what you need to do. Ask Jesus into your heart. Ask for his forgiveness. Believe that he is God, that he is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Ask him to come into your heart and save you and cleanse you clean, and he is the only way to heaven, and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and your whole life will be changed. I shared that with you because I love you guys. I offended you because I love you guys, but at the same time, if the people who are not changing, I'm angry with them, and I want to defeat them. So it's both. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form. And these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them and you'll get to hear from them. And these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.